Music you grew up with, and we sprinkle in a good dose of fun. Nothing wrong with fun. Life's too short. So come on along with us and enjoy the fun ride on the Fun Music Station, 105.7 CFW.
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. More details have emerged regarding the incident on West Spruce Street in Chippewa Falls that caused a shelter-in-place order. Authorities say an intruder was threatening the resident with a gun before she escaped through a window and jumped down to the officers surrounding the house. Law enforcement authorities discovered the body of the suspect using a robot and determined the suspect had died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities did not identify the man. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking hunters to avoid placing their deer stands in or around ash trees. The invasive emerald ash borer insect has spread throughout the state, and infested trees could unexpectedly snap or drop a large branch. To make matters more difficult, it can be hard to tell if a particular tree is already infested. Due to the unstable nature of the infested trees, setting up a tree stand in one could lead to serious injury. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Identify yourself.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Behind.
It's like binge listening to all your favorite songs.
Give me some more.
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
CFW.
Thank you.
1057 CFW. Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Union. This is 105.7 CFW.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, at least you got friends. I call my old lady.
is 105.7 CFW.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-40s. Sun tomorrow morning, then breezy with increasing clouds for the afternoon. At times, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Cooler with a high in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds and near 60 on Sunday. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Currently 51 degrees.
CFW.
On you, he need his head now.
1057 CFW.
We were in. Oh,
1057 CFW.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, feel me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming on this long and winding road.
Crashing in.
1057 CFW. CFW.
Smoky room, I smell of wine and cheese.
1057 CFW. If you've been in the Valley for a while, you know that WCFW's always been the station where FM stands for fine music.
This is WCFW, where FM means fine music.
Well, we think in addition to fine music, FM can also stand for fun music. The Valley station for fine music and fun music is here. Tell a friend about 1057 CFW.
The Valley's Fun Music, 1057 CFW, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. More details have emerged regarding the incident on West Spruce Street in Chippewa Falls that caused a shelter-in-place order. Authorities say an intruder was threatening the resident with a gun before she escaped through a window and jumped down to the officers surrounding the house. Law enforcement authorities discovered the body of the suspect using a robot and determined the suspect had died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities did not identify the man. The Wisconsin soldier who fled to North Korea in July will be charged with desertion. Travis King of Racine reportedly spent 2 months in North Korea and faces up to 3 years in prison for desertion if he's convicted. The motives that led King to run into North Korea are not yet known. He was recently released from a South Korean detention facility. In addition to the desertion charges, King has also been accused of possessing explicit images of a minor.